Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting seventh. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Chuck Baker. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Stan Pappy. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Weiniger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive towards the mound. Erickson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach is walked intentionally. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-1 in the game. Pappy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pappy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0-for-2 in the game. Fahey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brad Havens now pitching. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell misplays the ball. That's an error on Trammell. Chuck Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Fahey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 3 in the game. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing center field. Rick Leach now playing first base. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a pop-up towards short. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodwin moves to second. Ron Jackson pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Goodwin moves to third. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.